Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Duds, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
Acted as if something terrible had happened.
Well, what did you do?
Well, you see, this morning she was busy washing clothes, so she asked me, will I go to the store for her?
Yeah?
And, well, when I get to the store, I can't remember the name of the soap she wants.
Uh-oh.
But I figured one kind's as good as another.
And that shows all you know about it.
Yeah, that's what Mrs. Jones said. Young man, she said, very indignant-like, if you ever had a big wash to do, you know when I tell you I want Duds, I want Duds.
Well, what Duds?
What's Duds? Say, you wouldn't ask that if you had heard Mrs. Jones. Why, she says this Duds is a new kind of granulated soap. And it sure must be wonderful stuff. Mrs. Jones says Duds does all three kinds of wash. Towels, work shirts, rayons, everything.
Yes, have you found out about this amazing new soap for everything in your wash? Duds is Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery, and it does all three kinds of wash. Why, you can take your nicer colored washables, your pretty rayon slips and dresses, and turn them right over to Duds. And Duds will do them with far greater safety for those pretty colors than you get in any of the four other leading granulated soaps. And you know, this extra safety means a lot in wartime when you want those clothes to last longer. And yet, remember, Duds doesn't back down on the tough jobs, not a bit. It gets heavy work shirts clean without any hard scrubbing and no boiling. And as for your white pieces, say, Duds will show you just how really dazzling white your towels and linens can be. Why, no soap made washes clothes whiter than Duds. You'll get the genuine whiteness you want. Honestly, once you try Duds, you'll see it's a really new kind of granulated soap. So just ask for Duds, D-U-Z, in the big red and white box. And next wash day, let Duds do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. Last night in the Goldberg house, everyone retired to his room, frustrated and doubtful. For Mikey Bloom has decided to play the role of Galahad to save his friend Sammy from a crazy infatuation. And Mikey finds himself wounding those... But there's no doubt of it that Sammy is desperately attached to Emma, who, selfish, self-seeking, has found a place among the sympathetic Goldbergs, has won Molly's heart, and Jake's, and even Rosie is blinded. Mikey, as Sammy's good friend, wants to show Emma up. It's the kind of sentimental and noble thing Sergeant Bloom would do. But listen.
Morning, everybody! Morning! Get up, whoever you are! Morning! Mikey? Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Emma came home very late, huh?
Uh-huh.
You waited up for her, and Samuel also waited, huh?
Yeah.
Was there any conversation about Bruce Hanley, Mikey?
No.
You didn't even ask her how she liked Bruce Hanley?
No.
I thought that was the principal purpose of remaining up so late.
No.
Mikey, what do you think?
Well, you ask her, Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes, Mikey, I will. And, Mikey, you and I mean, do you mind, Mikey, if we both have a little conversation in the interim of this early morning when all is quiet after breakfast, maybe? Just you and me?
Yeah, all
right. Not about Rosie, Mikey, I mean, if you and Rosie are misunderstanding or however which, and if I only want to be sure, Mikey, I'm going to speak to them also. I mean, If it's only a passing fancy, but you and the Emma.
Morning.
Oh,
morning.
Morning. Morning. You're ready for breakfast, David? Or have I got a minute to feed my chickens?
Feed, Molly, feed.
All right.
That's fine.
All right. Come, Spotty. Come out, Rosalind. Rosalind?
Good morning.
Good morning, Rosalind.
Good morning.
Mikey said good morning, Rosalind.
Good morning.
Stir up breakfast. Yes, darling, can I squeeze Uncle David? The oranges are laid out on the table. I'll feed the chickens.
I'll feed the chickens, Mom, and you fix breakfast.
All right. So here, you don't need something on your shoulder?
You don't need something on your shoulder, sir?
No, I'm all right. So go, darling, and see the roosters shouldn't take all the corn. They shall selfish. And ask Martha Wilberforce if she wants to give me the recipe for her piccalilli.
All right.
Go, dear. Sit to the table, David. Here, Mikey. I'll fix your breakfast. Have the house asleep yet? I'll scramble you, David, and I'll boil you, Mikey.
Anything.
Anything. Mikey. Mikey.
Not now, Uncle David.
I got to speak. I got to tell you, Mikey. I heard last night between you and Rosie. It's foolish, Mikey.
Uncle David, please.
Foolish, Mikey?
Anything.
Why should you hurt Rosie because of Emma? If Sammy loves Emma, how can you help him by hurting Rosie?
Uncle David.
I can't stand it. Did you see how Rosie looks? What will you accomplish, what? What are you accomplishing? Tell me. Well, what's your accomplishment?
Just this, Uncle David.
What? Well, you'll make Sammy like Emma less?
I'll make Emma like me more.
And then?
Then that'll be the end of her here in this house.
Don't be such a hero, Mike.
Don't worry about me, Uncle David. I've met girls like Emma before. All she wants is what she can get out of people, and she doesn't care whom she gets it from.
Maybe she'll get it from you if you don't fight.
Well, if she does, she's entitled to me. Don't forget, Uncle David, I love Rosie.
Who's forgetting? Why am I talking? Why? It's only because of Rosie. Only because of Rosie I'm talking to you. It's because Rosie is crying and Emma is laughing. It's because you're doing too much for too little.
I'm not, Uncle David. I've got to show Sammy one thing. The one thing that can make him see what a fool he is to be running around on his heels. He thinks Emma's like himself, confused, attracted, afraid, in love, but she isn't. You know it and I know it. We can't explain this to Sam. We can only show it to him. He has to see it. Has to hit him. It has to run smack into his face. And it will, you'll see.
You think you can fool Emma? You think she's so stupid?
I don't have to fool her, Uncle David. She'll fool herself. And after all, she's no delicate little flower. Has to be protected from the world.
And Rosie?
Rosie loves me.
Mikey, then you'll play with fire.
I'm not playing with fire. I know what she is. I'm not saying she doesn't get under your skin, that you're not walking on thin ice when you're with her. Yeah, and when she stands there looking at you, you have to...
The coffee's piping, the toast is toasting, the yes is boiling.
Thank you, Molly. Go out to Rosie, Mikey. Tell her. Tell her whatever she thinks about Emma, she's very wrong.
No, not yet, Uncle David. Now, look, I don't want you to think I want to be a hero, Uncle David. I don't want to ride out on a blaze of glory and lose Rosie. I'm not doing this thing because it makes me feel good or noble. I know how Rosie must feel. I feel like something that's left out to rot in the rain. And that's the way I'll have to keep on feeling till this thing is finished. Don't forget, Uncle David, Emma doesn't only have Sammy, but she has the whole family where she wants him. And if Sammy wanted to marry Emma tonight, nobody would say no. Nobody. And you know what that would mean? Not only Sammy and not only Rosie would be hurt, but everybody and everything would be hurt. Emma's poison, Uncle David, and you know it, so just remember.
You? Coffee? Or tea, David?
Cocoa.
Wait, cocoa? I haven't got cocoa. I'll go over to Martaville before I'll borrow a spoonful of cocoa.
I'll have milk.
Why should you have milk if you want cocoa when it's only a step?
I'll go.
I'm going already, David.
No, please, Molly. I wanna go. I need a little fresh air. I'll be back right away.
But in a jiffy, David. Yeah. In a jiffy, dear. You'll have your coffee now, Mikey?
No, I'll wait for Uncle David.
Mikey?
Yes, Miss Clay?
I mean, in reference to my formal request I made previously. Mikey, I want to talk to you.
Yeah?
I'm not interfering, Mikey, and I'm not, but I have eyes and I have ears.
Well, what is it?
I mean, Mikey, if Rosie perhaps likes you, I mean, I don't mean that you can't love somebody else. I'm Rosie's mother, Mikey. And if it's, only an inconsequential quarrel between you and Rosie, then I have to be one kind of a mother. Maybe I can help you understand what's wrong. But if you love Emma, then I have to say something else to Rosalie. I have to be another kind of mother. But whichever, I can see how Rosalie feels, and I can feel what she feels. And I mean, Mikey, I can't stand aside and just watch, or vice versa, Mikey.
Rosalie?
You leave now, Rosalie?
No, Mama, darling.
A cup of cocoa? My Uncle David and tomato to bar a spoonful of cocoa. Maybe milk?
No, I'll wait, Ma. I'll have cocoa with Uncle David.
Oh, so where is David? David and Martha Wilberforce will get together. So Martha Wilberforce will get together. So we'll have cocoa when Methuselah comes. I'll get the cocoa. Excuse me. I wouldn't be objecting.
Where are you going, Rosie?
No place.
Rosie,
What, Mike?
Nothing. I only want... Nothing.
You don't have to treat me like a child. I'm sensible. I'm rational. I'm willing to face the facts with you, Mikey, but you have to tell me. I want to know. Do you love Emma? Do you? Why don't you answer me?
Please, Rosie.
Mama, darling. Sha, darling. Oh, David.
Mikey.
Mikey's determination to go on to the bitter end brings him head on against the fact that while he is Sammy's friend, Sammy is also Mikey's friend. And Mikey's play acting may take in Rosie. You know, doing things by half measures is never satisfactory. That's why those halfway soaps for dishes are such a problem. I mean those tough granulated soaps because they're short on kindness to your hands. And I mean bar soaps because they don't have real speed. Well, such halfway soaps don't belong in your dishpan anymore. No, ma'am, because New Does is here. Yes, that amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe me, Does has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. It's far kinder to your hands than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Yet no soap made speeds through dishes faster than Does. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Yes, you can tell by the suds how different Does is. Try it. Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Tomorrow, Mikey finds Sammy all set to open an offensive, and things come to a head. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter and Gamble. Wishing you good day for Procter and Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.